9th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. Thank you for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Another site that I wish to draw your attention to is spingolaspeaks.info. One of our listeners created this wonderful site, and I am very grateful for that effort. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. As you know, Yahoo has been playing some rather nasty censorship games, and so I abandoned Yahoo and no longer use that address. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Mike King. He is the author of NWO, Forbidden History, 1763-2013. His website is tomatobubble.com. Mike, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi, Deanna. It's good to talk to you again.
Well, it's wonderful having you on the program again.
Yeah, it was some very positive feedback from many of your listeners, and I appreciated that.
Well, our listeners have they're very selective, and they're very astute, and they appreciate a good guest, and that is what makes this program is the guest. I'm just kind of a facilitator here.
And a good one.
So you just finished, or just recently finished, an article, the Anti-New York Times, and also the Zionist Occupied Media, which I think most of our listeners recognize is a very serious problem.
Well, it is the problem. I mean, it is the linchpin that holds it all together, because until you can expose something, you cannot correct it, destroy it. So the media is even more important of a weapon in the Zionist arsenal than the central bank. So it's critical that we discredit it, and the anti-New York Times is a project of tomatobubble.com that we launched just 4 or 5 weeks ago, and it's basically a daily recap of whatever bias we find on the front page of the Times. It's just a recap of the headline and the subdescription, and then a rebuttal. So it's very brief and concise, and it's amazing. Every single day so far, there has been at least one very biased, misleading article on the front page of the Times. Some days as many as four, probably an average of 2 to 0.5 a day.
Now, isn't the New York Times sort of the model and the monitor of the rest of the news in this country?
Yes, I would call it the flagship of the Zionist media. It is the first and foremost. In terms of circulation, it's very large, but it's only the third largest in the country. But more importantly than its circulation is, A, the type of audience that it reaches. Very well-to-do people, politically connected people, movers and shakers. So you influence the people who direct the country's decision. You control their thinking, and from that you can leverage the rest of the country. So that's the first key element. It has a very high-powered leadership.
All right, Mike, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Mike King. He is the author of NWO, Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. And you were talking about the New York Times, which was co-founded very, very early by Henry Jarvis Raymond and another gentleman, George Jones. I think Jones was of Welsh descent, so he's probably not a relative or an ancestor of Alex. Anyway, please continue.
Okay, well, I was saying that the Times is the most probably important media organ in America for two reasons. One, the nature of his readership, very influential, powerful people. You could mislead those, then the rest of the nation will follow. Secondly, newspapers and even TV outlets all over the country, they will pick up on the Times stories. The Times will set forth the lie, the propaganda line, right from the Council on Foreign Relations, which is only a few blocks away, and then the rest of the country will follow. So it is the flagship. So that's why we go after it with the anti-New York Times. But it is Zionist, it is Marxist, it is globalist to the core, and beneath its pseudo-intellectual facade, it is a yellow rag propaganda sheet.
Yep, that's what it is. And we know that it was taken over by the Oaks family before the turn of the century.
Well, the original owners who you mentioned, Raymond and Jones, they were conservative, patriotic Americans. Henry Jarvis Raymond was actually a chairman of the Republican National Committee. And this is back in the day when Republicans were real Republicans. They believed in the
I don't know that they were ever really Republicans. They've always been kind of Well, that's a different. That's a different.
Well, I suppose it's a mix, but I think people like Garfield and McKinley and Taft were good guys, but certainly Jarvis Raymond was no Marxist globalist Zionist. It was the New York Times that
actually both had worked for the socialist Horace Greeley, and so
was that a fact? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I think if they went in that direction, it was maybe in some ways through error. I don't believe that they were subversive and they had the intent of destroying this country. I mean, they did expose the corruption of the Democratic Party in New York, the Tammany Hall, the Boss Swede. But in any event, what's important to understand is when Adolf Oakes bought the paper in 1896, it made a big shift to the left, and it's been hardcore globalist, Marxist, Zionist ever since. So we're going now on 100 and approaching 120 years of one family controlling that paper. It's their great-grandchildren who run it now.
Right. And of course, they kind of try to conceal that ownership and control.
Well, they like to say, no, it's a corporation, it's public.
Right.
Technically, yes, but when you look at the controlling board members, it's all in the family.
Absolutely.
Oakes or Searles Booger. That's power, Deanna. When you can control the most important media organ in America for 120 years, I mean, presidents come and go every 4-8 years, but when you can guide America's thinking for 120 years, that is awesome power.
Absolutely. And of course, they did it before then, going back even to before the Civil War, so-called Civil War. But anyway, that's another story, too. But, okay, so tell me what you're doing in this project and what you said that you evaluate, and you can see on your website. If people go to your website, they will see the
New York Times. Yeah. It's featured right there front and center on the homepage of tomatobubble.com, and one can read sample issues of 2 or 3 weeks. And in keeping with the basic idea of the entire website, it's all about being brief, concise, and to the point. So this is not a long read. It's just a recap of the biased headlines that we find each day and a brief description of the story that the Times is running. And then a 1-2 paragraph rebuttal with some really neat illustrations that we add. So again, it's quick and to the point, and it totally destroys on a daily basis the lies that the New York Times puts out. And it's a very effective tool. It allows you to keep up on the news each day, but also, you know, people use it to discredit the media. It's a great activist tool. So definitely, your readers ought to check out the free sample on the side. If it's something that they would like to read on a daily basis and get a PDF once a week, it supports the site. We ask for $1 a month. It's an automatic charge, $1 a month.
That much?
Well, they can donate more. The average donation is like $3 to $4 a month.
Oh, that's amazing.
You know, it's not so much about making the money. We use the funds to purchase banner ads to disseminate this important information. But at the very least, people ought to have a look at it. This is really unique, and it just totally, totally destroys the New York Times when you see each day. And they're very clever, Deanna. That's why you need someone who knows what they're doing to put this together, because sometimes the propaganda that they slip in is so subtle that it could just go right past your defense screens. Very clever.
I think that's very true. It's kind of that 90-10% kind of a ratio where you give 90% of all this wonderful truth, and then you just kind of slip in this propaganda that you want people to believe in. If they believe the 90% of the good stuff, then they will assume. They won't even discriminate that, hey, some of this isn't true and some of it is, and I have to be on the lookout to figure out which is true and which isn't. If the majority of the information sounds true, they'll accept all of it.
Well, that's the trick. It's the poison pill of that gets you. And there are other techniques. Now, I've worked in sales and marketing my whole life, so I understand the psychology of selling something. You downplay or you ignore certain details that you don't want to be widely known, and you overemphasize other things. You omit certain things. They're very clever tricks, but I not only rebut the falsehood, I go into the psychological trick that they use in a given article. There's a number of techniques. One of their favorite ones is the, I like to point out, the critics say ploy.
So for instance, which critics would that be?
Well, exactly. Like when they want to push a certain point of view, they'll cover a news story and then they'll say, but the critics say, well, that's their way of pretending to be non-biased. It's not us saying this, it's the critics say. So, the critics say he beats his wife. It's not us saying it, the critics say. And it's a very clever propaganda ploy, but once you're wise to it, you see how diabolical they are.
Well, the other thing, too, is that they want to make the readers think that they are doing something for the benefit of the readers. Getting back to the sales situation, when you're trying to sell something, you don't want the buyer to think that you're just trying to make money off of them so that you can go out and buy a new car or something. You want to help the buyer to feel that it's a very big benefit for them and that you only have their best interest in mind in selling them this product. And I think that the propaganda media uses that same kind of a situation. Would you agree?
Sure. Everything that they present, whenever they distort a story, it's either for, they try to twist it in such a way to pretend that it's for some kind of noble moral cause. It's for the children, or it's for the elderly, or something like that. They're always tugging on the heartstrings.
Right.
But it's always the same devilish lie that always intended to manipulate your thinking towards the big government, one worldism, Zionism worldview. That's at the bottom of everything. That is the Rosetta Stone.
And it, right.
But they reel you in with just the way that they present a story. And it's very, very clever. Very clever. I mean, I'll give you one example here from the Wednesday, June 19th issue. Times ran a headline called "The FBI Deemed Agents Faultless in 150 Shootings." And then there's a little brief descriptive statement that they run. It starts off with, critics say the fact that no agent in the past two decades has been disciplined for deliberately shooting someone raises questions about the Bureau's internal investigations. So they use the critics say trick, number one. Then they tug on your heartstrings with the story about people who've been shot by the FBI and nobody was punished. But nowhere in the article do they cite an actual case of an innocent person who was gunned down and got away with it. Now, I'm not talking about things like Waco or those matters. There are...
Yeah, they don't cover those at all, right?
Right. There are assassins that they embed within groups like the FBI. But what this article is targeting is the everyday field agent, the good guy who's going after, smugglers and criminals and bank robbers, things like that. They just make an assumption that
men
are getting away with murder. Yeah.
They are getting away with murder, literally. We are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Mike King. He is the author of NWO, The Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. His website is tomatobubble.com, and that is where you can access the subject that he is talking about, his anti-New York Times project. And so please continue. I'm sorry we had to cut to a break and interrupt you, but go ahead. Please continue.
We're speaking of the various tricks. They have many in their arsenal, but once you learn the basic ones, it's easy to recognize, and that's what I do in my rebuttals. I not only point out the bias, I go into the psychological trick that they use. Here's another piece here, June 18th, headline, New York Times. These are front page only. GOP pushes new abortion limits to appease a vocal base. And then the subheading reads, instead of focusing on the economy, as an internal party document suggested, House Republicans are pushing the most restrictive abortion bill to come to vote in a decade. Now, I point out in my rebuttal that these late-term abortions, I mean, even people who are pro-choice, most of them will draw the line when you start getting 6, 7, 8, 9 months. And yet they describe these as restrictive abortion bill. And just look at the language they use. Instead of focusing on the economy, that's pure editorializing. Now, they would never say about Obama, instead of focusing on the economy, he's concentrating on, say, gay marriage or non-existent climate change. You see, But the way they word it, just, I mean, not to defend the Republican Party. That's the last thing I would do, believe me. But, you know, this is an attack on people who are pro-life and what is basically just an attempt to limit late-term abortions, 7, 8, 9 months. You know, the Times doesn't mention that. They just say the most restrictive bill, abortion bill, to come to vote in a decade. So,
Of course, they've been politicizing the subject of abortion ever since before 1973. And it's just a way of getting the moral population involved in the political apparatus. They're never going to change it or do anything about it. And so anything that they typically talk about regarding abortion it's just really taken up newsprint, newsspace.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it just serves as a diversion and a divisive tool.
Right.
And I mean, nothing is going to change. So, you know, people who are passionately pro-life, you know, not to discourage them, though I agree with them, nothing is going to change. Republicans really, you know, they might tinker with like 9 months or post-birth abortion, things like that. But, I mean, nothing's going to change. But it is a way to keep the public divided.
Mm-hmm. Point. Right. And that's certainly what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Definitely. All right. Let's scroll down here and see what else. A growing number of Chinese officials have found themselves ensnared by extortion plots that leverage the public's disgust for wayward behavior. By Dan Levin.
Yeah, there's. It seems like once a week, the Times will attack China in their internal economic policies, so-called corruption. And I point out in my rebuttal, I don't profess to be an expert on the internal workings of Chinese banking. But why is the New York Times so preoccupied with alleged banking abuses in China when we have the Fed that is printing money that, like, it's going out of style? We have the Fed creating artificial bubbles, robbing the American people, robbing elderly seniors of their savings, yet you will never, ever, on the front page of the Time or on the internal pages of the Time, see any kind of expose or criticism of their synagogue buddies, Ben Bernanke and Alan Greenspan. So
exactly.
What do they care about China? And the answer to that, and again, I'm not an apologist for China. I don't profess to be an expert on the internal workings of China. I'm sure they're very authoritarian and they have their problems. But at the heart of this is that China and Russia right now, this is how ironic is this, they're blocking the globalist agenda of a new world order, and they're blocking this Zionist push for a massive war in the Middle East. So you will see at least once a week some kind of hit piece on China, at least once a week some kind of hit piece on Putin's Russia. And that's what's behind this. And I point out the absolute hypocrisy for the Times to be wringing its hands about financial bubbles being
exploited
in China. It's
how
comical.
Hypocritical can you get? My word.
And another piece, they attack Myanmar, formerly known as Burma, about human rights abuse. Get this, the Times was concerned about Buddhists abusing Muslims. Since when did the Times love Muslims so much?
Only in another country, right?
Well, there's a story behind that, too. I guess.
Okay, we'll be right back, and you can tell us that story after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There are are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Mike King. He is the author of NWO, Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. His website is tomatobubble.com. And, okay, pick it up from where you left off. There's some very interesting, interesting refutations here that you've, rebuttals that you've done.
Sure. Thank you. Well, the Friday, June 21st issue of the New York Times front page headline reads, "Extremism rises among Myanmar Buddhists." Myanmar is formerly known as Burma.
Mm-hmm.
By Thomas Fuller, and the subheading reads, "Amid the hate-filled speeches and violence, a nationwide movement has grown with an agenda that now includes boycotts of Muslim-made goods." So the Times is wringing its hands over the abuse of Muslims in Myanmar. That's interesting.
A small country that is pretty insignificant in terms of our country.
Why is this on the front page? Right, it's a
Our interactions.
Away.
What interactions do we have there? And it's just that the country is insignificant, but certainly in terms of
there's a reason
being on front page.
There's a reason for everything, and I explained that in my rebuttal. That, first of all, I point out that the Times doesn't seem to mind when Israel displaces, kills, tortures Palestinian Muslims, nor do they condemn the murderous bombing of Muslims carried out by the American Air Force and the Israeli Air Force. So from whence did this sudden love for Muslims and sudden bigotry towards Buddhists come from? Well, you see, Myanmar has long been one of those defiant, independent countries that historically has refused to sell its soul to the NWO, the New World Order gang. It's never aligned itself, even during the Cold War, it did not align itself with Russia or China, and it did not align itself with America. So it's always had that independent-minded foreign policy. It was targeted by the arch-Marxist devil himself, George Soros, for a destabilization campaign in 2007. He financed what was known as the Saffron Revolution, one of these phony color revolutions designed to overthrow their government, where these so-called spontaneous demonstrations pop up. So Myanmar is not only proud of its neutrality and independence, it enjoys very good relations with Mr. Putin of Russia, who has put together a large trading bloc in that part of the world. They are in no way hostile to the United States. It's just that the United States seeks to dictate to these countries that, listen, you have to be with the NWO, not Mr. Putin. And when you understand this, it all makes sense why some unknown country on the other side of the world is always under attack. That same week that the Times ran this propaganda front page piece, Time magazine on its front page runs the photo of a Buddhist monk, and underneath the caption reads, "The Face of Terror." So now it's not only a Muslim. See, when it's convenient, they wave the Muslim boogeyman at us. Mm-hmm. But in this situation, they switch gears, and it's the Buddhist boogeyman and the poor innocent Muslims.
Indeed. And of course, Time magazine has always been controlled and forever by a different group of people, by a different group of internationalists.
Yeah, it's always been the case. Today, the Times, you know, it's as kosher as a bar mitzvah, just like the New York Times.
Sure.
So, you know, you have to, so whenever you see on the front page of the Times or the media in general, some story about some faraway country that no one's heard about, and there's allegedly human rights abuses or corruption or whatever the case, whether the charge is true or whether it's fabricated is irrelevant. But people need to recognize when they hear a foreign government or leader attacked in this way in a country that no one's ever heard of before, you dig deep enough and what you find, in every case, that country, in one way or another, is not being obedient.
Hmm. There's another story that you covered, one that was written by Cheryl Gay Stolberg, a strategist out of closet and into fray, this time for gay marriage. And this is about Ken Melman?
Right. Yeah. That was a two-for-one for the Times. They get to promote the homosexual agenda, and at the same time they get to embarrass the Republican Party. Because some of its members now are coming out as gay.
There's always been the log cabin Republicans. It's no big secret.
No, not at all. Yeah, it's no secret at all.
And they have this false dichotomy between the left and the right, the Republicans and the Democrats, when in fact they're both working for the same crowd.
Well, yeah, they both work with the same crowd, and the game that the Times plays is. They set up the Republican Party as a straw man,
right.
and then they beat it up.
Uh-huh.
And again, this is not to defend that party, but even when you have a controlled opposition, you still want to destroy that opposition.
Sure.
There is a very deep anti-Republican Party bias on the part of the Times, and it's only, even though it's a false opposition, and even though I have no empathy or sympathy for the Republicans whatsoever, it is interesting to watch this. They set up a phony opposition, and then they beat it up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and as Lenin said, they'll control both sides, so they can control the results.
They certainly do. I mean, it's just appalling how the Republicans just laid down for this degenerate Marxist, unaccomplished, drug-addicted bum in the White House. This guy could be so easily picked apart and destroyed, and they refused to do it. They just laid down, partly, I guess, because they're afraid, because he's black, but They don't want to be called racist. But also, too, because, you know, that's the game. They are there to lose. People like John Bonier and the creepy Mitch McConnell, they were put there to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And if once in a while you get a decent Republican who's, you know, a virtuous man, stands for something, you know, you might have, like, three of those in the House.
until they get to Washington, then they sell out.
Pretty much, yeah. They sell out.
I mean, it's part of the game. It really is just part of this big game that they're playing.
You look at Rand Paul. I mean, you know, what a disappointment. He's just sold out on so many issues.
Indeed.
So, you know, until there's a mass public awakening, you know, even the good Republicans aren't going to grow a backbone. And then there's the matter of the evil Republicans who are deliberately throwing the game. So, I see the Democratic Party as 100% evil. I see the Republican Party as maybe 75% evil and 25% gutless cowards.
I see them both as all gutless cowards, and the Democrats are run by the Marxists, and the Republicans are run by the Zionists. Same thing.
Yeah, and it's interesting. At alternating time, what you'll see is the media, they may promote one end of the conspiracy over the other.
Like, mm-hmm. Just to give us the feeling of there's an illusion, just to give us the feeling that there's a choice, when in fact there is no choice.
No, there's no choice. At the, you know, the final destination is a one world order, and Israel at the center of it as an expanded military superpower. And that's
right.
All this Arab Spring business is about. This is what all this destabilization you're seeing in Egypt and Iraq and Libya. Syria, they want these countries broken down in anticipation of a major territorial expansion.
Sure. Okay, what about this other article by Patricia Cohen? New York Times, excuse me, Italian praise for saving Jews is now seen as Nazi collaborator.
Oh, isn't that interesting? Now, this particular gentleman, Palatucci, he supposedly was like an Italian who helped Jews escape the prison camps, and he was held up as a hero for decades. So now they're tearing him down. But there was, you know, the interesting timing of this story is anytime events start to heat up in the Middle East or Israel starts getting controversial, you know, they'll always invoke a Holocaust story. It's probably like once a month there'll be something on the front page of the Times pertaining to the Holocaust. I mean, the Holocaust card is indispensable.
Yeah, and you got to keep playing it every chance you get.
As long as they get you feeling sorry for them and portray themselves as the victims, I mean, they can get away with bloody murder, you know, like they do. I mean, that particular article just was amusing to me because it just came out of nowhere. Some obscure Italian figure who supposedly helped the Jews, and now he's on the front page. They say, "Oh no, he was a Nazi collaborator." I mean, what is the relevance of such a story? But then again,
right.
When you understand the big picture, you see what they're doing. Somebody else might see that story and say, "Huh, is that really front page material?" But there's a reason for everything. There's a reason for every item on their front page.
And as you say, front page, maybe page 20 or 25 down at the bottom in this little dinky square. But front page, indeed.
Well, there was another one that I rebutted where it was about a group of rabbis went out to Arizona to find the best matzo. And there's a big picture of it, and it's on the front page. And, you know, again, that builds it's constantly building the sympathy. It just shows the kosherness of the times. I mean, how do you get a big front page story and a photo of a group of rabbis checking out the local wheat for matzo?
Well, I mean, that's really important, given that they say they're 2% of the population. I don't know about that, but that's important front page news for the New York Times, is where to find the best matzo.
Yeah. You know, and your typical gullible reader will see a story like that and say, "Oh, how nice! Look at these pious Jews; they're looking for matzah. That's cute." Again, it's continuously to build there's an old Polish proverb, the Jew cries out in pain even as he's striking you.
Right.
So you see these sympathetic portrayals constantly, and this constant talk of the Holocaust. Meanwhile, they've got the Middle East on fire. They've got us on the brink of something big in Syria. I mean, I hope we don't go through with this madness, because I really believe at some point Mr. Putin's going to put his foot down, and then we really got some kind of confrontation going on. But they don't care. They want us to go to war with Russia and China. You blow up the whole world, and under the noisy cover of such chaos, they can grab more territory between Egypt and Iraq. But, you know, as they do these dastardly deals, they continue to evoke sympathy from us with these kinds of stories, and I point that out.
Right. Indeed. And of course, they bring in the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum and the story about the Italian. And that is to promote the legitimacy of the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum. So it has more to do, I know I'm jumping back to the previous story, but it has more to do with trying to promote that organization than it has to do with this fella that they are going to remove. In other words, this organization has the power to, make a saint or a sinner? Yeah, probably.
I mean, it's like mandatory in, I think it's like 30 states now, Holocaust education.
Right, and that started in Illinois. And I believe they passed that, it was the first state to pass compulsory Holocaust education. And I believe that was passed in 91. And then Florida and California were the next two. Those were the three states that initially passed it.
And conversely, hundreds of school boards nationwide, if not thousands, have essentially banned Shakespeare's Merchant of Venice, which was one of the staples of a high school curriculum.
Exactly.
Because there's the unflattering portrayal of the moneylender.
The Shylock, yeah.
In the book, yeah.
Oh, goodness. And actually, there were a couple of lines in that play that they were kind. You know, like, which came first, the monster Shylock or the necessity to be, or something to that extent.
Right.
So it wasn't totally anti-Shylock or anti-Talmudist. It was, it was art. I mean, if in fact Shakespeare even wrote the thing.
Right. Well, you could portray people of any religion or ethnicity as negatively as you want, but
them.
Yeah.
So that tells you who controls everything.
Well, it certainly does. I mean, I think the philosopher Voltaire said, to find out who rules over you, ask who it is that you are not allowed to criticize.
Exactly.
There
yes.
It is.
Yep. Yep. Okay, what are some other stories that are, let's scroll down here.
Well, I did a couple pieces on the spontaneous uprisings that occurred in Turkey and Brazil a few weeks ago. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Isn't it amazing that these things are orchestrated to be simultaneous, spontaneous? Do you find that odd?
Yeah, well, let me tell you, when it comes to human action, there is no such thing as spontaneous uprising, spontaneous revolution. Never happened, never will. There is always a core group of leaders. There's always money involved. There's always, I guess, what you would call agitators, provocateurs, whether it's a good revolution or a bad revolution. People do not, you don't turn out tens of thousands of people in the street protesting without some kind of framework already having been put in place.
Yes, and that is applicable to Kristallnacht and a lot of other things.
Oh, sure, everything. A few weeks ago, we saw Mr. Snowden arrive in Hong Kong. Shazam! There's an instant flash mob with professionally made banners in English and Chinese with fancy graphics. mean, what's going on here?
And all the Iraqis with their little American flags when they were liberated, quote unquote.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But that's what happened in Turkey and Brazil, these uprisings. And again, you dig deeper. What happened with Turkey, Deanna, is Turkey was expected to start the war with Syria. Do you recall about a year ago they had all those border incidents and it looked like Turkey and Syria were going to war?
Sure.
Mr. Putin paid a visit to Turkey and he basically put a stop to that. And now Turkey has backed off on going to war.
Amazing. All righty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Mike King, the author of NWO, Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. His website is tomatobubble.com. And we are talking about his project, the Anti-New York Times, and the Zionist Occupied Media. And we were I just mentioned briefly about the flags. And there's a group of, it's called the Rendon Group. And it is a public relations firm that has assisted a number of U.S. military interventions in nations including Argentina, Colombia, Haiti, Iraq, Kosovo, Panama, Zimbabwe, and since 2001. According to the Chicago Tribune, the Rendon Group has garnered more than $56 million in Pentagon work since September 2001. And they are the guys that, that furnish all of these flags. And they also create all of the media mobs, the mobs that we see. They call them flash mobs now. Mm-hmm. And it's all propaganda. It's all contrived. And the Pentagon, in other words, the U.S. taxpayer, is paying for all this nonsense to give us our perceptions about what's going on in other parts of the world. Is that amazing?
We're paying for our own
demise.
I figured it was some kind of sub-organization that took care of these kind of details.
Right.
I would imagine some of these people have theatrical background, Hollywood background.
Sure.
But that is a telltale red flag, and you see it in Turkey, you saw it in Brazil, you saw it in Ukraine during the Orange Revolution, you saw it in Georgia during the Rose Revolution, you saw it in Hong Kong at the phony Eric Snowden's reception.
Sure.
Always, you look for professional banners and signs, and always in English.
Right.
Or bilingual, because they're targeting us.
Well, the Rendon Group has communication services to clients in more than 78 countries. And they maintain contact with government officials and news media around the globe. And of course, this article from the Chicago Times or the Chicago Tribune, that was back in probably 5 years ago. And so imagine the money that, with all of this, all these new confrontations, imagine the money that the Pentagon or the U.S. taxpayers paid out since then.
Who knows what they're giving them on the down low?
Exactly.
You know, that's interesting.
Yeah, all orchestrated.
But I've got that particular issue of the anti-New York Times, I posted some photos of these Hong Kong demonstrators. I mean, these were professional banners and picket signs. And as soon as I saw that, I thought to myself, let me see, a group of what? Concerned Hong Kong citizens. What do they care so much about some America? They're going to get together.
Right.
They're going to say, hey, let everybody put some money in. I'm going to go to the printer, and we're going to do some really great graphic banners that we're going to throw in the garbage the next day.
It's ridiculous.
I said, who are these people? It makes
exactly.
sense because Hong Kong, even though it's part of China, it was part of Britain for so many years, it's CIA invested.
Exactly. Mossad, CIA. All righty. We'll be right back after Station ID and a word from our sponsor with our guest today, Mike King.